everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which is once again a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, April the 15th. Advance tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. On that show, we'll have Dina Nina, Sean Vasquez, Chloe McCullough, AJ Grill. We'll have an interview and performance with members of the Our Voice Milwaukee Gay Men's Chorus. Plus, we'll also have this week's comedian. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the hysterical Tim Grimes from the sketch comedy troupe, The Accountants of Homeland Security. Tim, thank you so much for being on the show again.
It's a pleasure. How are we all doing out there?
I hope they're doing good. So, Tim, buddy, last month on the show, we discussed the primary for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We're just now weeks away from the actual election for the Supreme Court seat. It's coming up Tuesday, April 4th. Make sure you vote, listeners. Encourage your cool friends to do the same. Your cool family to do the same. If they're Republicans, don't encourage them. But like as I was saying last month, the election is supposedly nonpartisan. Wink. So the progressive candidate is Janet Protasiewicz, who I appreciate because she has a last name almost as difficult as mine. Her opponent is former Scott Walker appointee Daniel Kelly. So speaking of nonpartisan, Daniel Kelly is so nonpartisan that this last year he was paid $120,000 by the Republican Party and the RNC to help challenge Joe Biden's victory here in Wisconsin. How's that for nonpartisan? So how do we describe Daniel Kelly? How can I put this nicely? Daniel Kelly is an extreme right-wing lunatic. And you might be thinking, Matt, you say that about everybody. Well, let me give you some quotes from old Danny Boy here. So he's obviously against abortion. He's a right-winger, right? But he wrote that people want abortion rights to, quote, preserve sexual libertinism. Number one, who the hell talks like that? Sexual libertinism? And what he's clearly saying is like, don't you filthy sinners know sex is only when you're married and only for procreation? But that's not all. He called gay marriage illegitimate. He called welfare programs stealing. He said, quote, welfare recipients do not receive their checks as manna from heaven. Holy shit, right? So what are your thoughts on Social Security? Well, it's for people who, quote, have chosen to retire without sufficient assets to support themselves. Yeah, chosen. Not like people have paid into Social Security their entire damn lives, but that's not all. He compared affirmative action and wait for it, slavery. He went there. Here's the quote. Morally and as a matter of law, they are the same. Slavery and affirmative action are the same. Clearly, we should not be fitting this right-wing extremist for a judge's robe. Clearly, we should be fitting him for a Klan robe. Tim, what are your thoughts on Dan Kelly?
Well, you know, being a Chicagoan full-time, I'm here to save your election era, Wisconsin, so you're welcome in advance, because there's certainly no dirty politicians or judges in Illinois. But, yeah, I did a little research on your friend here, Dan Kelly, and, he checks all the boxes of being a complete far-right-wing lunatic asshole. He compared abortion to murder. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't allow guns on buses. Actually, is that still going on? Guns are still allowed on buses, I believe. Same-sex marriage, he says, undermines democracy. Wow. Okay. And he, of course, was a part of the supporting decision to try to throw the 2020 election to Trump by throwing out, 200,000 votes, at least in the Milwaukee area. So, yeah, he's a real peach, man. We got to definitely make sure this guy does not get voted in. Last thing I heard, you mentioned abortion. The 1849 abortion law is what It goes that far back.
So he's after Roe was overturned, we had an abortion on the abortion law on the books from 1849, and then Roe happened, and that went away, and then so once Roe got overturned, that law came back into existence theoretically, and that's what's going to be decided by our Wisconsin Supreme Court, actually, including this clown. So hopefully he loses, right?
Yeah. So something that's almost 200 years old, they're going to try to uphold. I mean, what does the punishment involve? Catapults, maybe? is the opening act drowning a witch? God, yeah. I don't know, man. I hope this guy. And you told me, I think earlier, that this is not even just about, of course, all these horrible, you know, extremist views he has, but also affects, you know, so many things because of gerrymandering it.
No, that's really why. That's one of the main reasons. I mean, there's a million reasons, but like for our state, which is, again, listeners know this, the most heavily gerrymandered state in the country, this is our actual chance to actually have something that would resemble democracy in Wisconsin, other than on like statewide races. But like, we're so gerrymandered, and the U.S. Supreme Court tossed it back down to the states. And so theoretically, if we flip this seat, it's going to be 5-4 progressive judges over conservative. This is a flippable seat. We could actually have legitimately fair election maps, and that could mean so much for our state. It's a difference between our state being, you know, Florida and our state being, you know, I wouldn't say Illinois. Minnesota is doing a lot better than Illinois even. So let's say Minnesota. But actually, you know, actual democracy and actually being able to, you know, stop all the attacks on trans people that are going on. We can bring abortion, have abortion back here. And the list goes on and on and on. Environmental, clean water. There's so much. And this election is really, really important. So,
please get out and vote. People, do not make Wisconsin the northern Florida.
Exactly.
I know Indiana is the Midwest. I know they're duking it out, but hopefully Indiana wins that match.
Well, that's April 4th. But a couple days before that, Tim, buddy, I know I would like to shift the gears here and talk a little bit about comedy. I know the sketch group that you're a part of, the Accounts of Homeland Security, which I am also a part of the sketch group. On April the 1st, we're doing a full sketch comedy show in Milwaukee. What is this show? What's going on? Tell me all about it. I mean, I know. Tell them all about it, because I know what's happening.
Yeah, so it's called The Lost Show. And the reason why is because about 3 years ago, almost exactly to the day when COVID basically took over the country, we were writing our next show. It actually had pretty much finished it. We were rehearsing it and planning on putting it up in the next month. And then, of course, yeah, COVID was saying, nope, sorry, guys, maybe in 3 years. So we have all these sketches that we're dusting off that are all pre-COVID jokes. So it's not, don't come into the show expecting a bunch of wacky, funny COVID jokes. No, this is how America was 3 years ago. And unfortunately, a lot of the horribleness that is happening to the country is happening now. It's all too relevant for what we read 3 years ago to today. It's not all political, though. There's some other kind of weird, absurd sketches, too, in the middle there. But we certainly, as being the Council on Security, do not shy away from good old-fashioned liberal political humor. So.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about, I mean, because since Laughing Liberally has been back doing live shows, you know, you've been performing most months there. The accountants are there pretty much every month. What's sort of the difference for you as a performer? Because Laughing Liberally, doing sketches there is different than what we're doing on April 1st. Because, like, we'll talk a little bit about the comedic approach of doing a Laughing Liberally, which is primarily a stand-up show, where you're performing, though. What's the difference between what if they've seen you at Laughing Liberally, what is it, same or different than you're going to see?
Well, the number one reason is that we really actually do a lot of rehearsing for this show. And the other ones is very much fun to see our pants. But, so it's a lot of the sketches we do at the variety show. We're trying to do stuff right in the moment that's happening a lot, and politically, and what's going on in the world. And, you know, there's sometimes, you know, silly one-dimensional characters that generally just interrupt you, Matt, as the host. Mm-hmm. And we have some fun with it in the variety show. But this is more like we're crafting these sketches. We rehearsed them over and over again. We really feel good about, I think, a lot of this material that's going to, I hope everybody has a really good time with it. And, this is us. This shows that we're not improv, damn it. We're actually like putting a lot of work and time into these sketches, and hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Well, Tim, I'm going to put you on the spot here. where can people get tickets for our show on April 1st? What, where can people find us and find tickets?
Just 1 second.
God damn it, Tim.
I've got it. Wait a second.
It's accounts of homelandsecurity.com, Tim. That is our website.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the theater. I'm sorry. But I can tell you, Saturday, April 1st, 7:30 p.m., it's going to be at the Interchange Theater. That's 628 South 10th Avenue in Milwaukee. And yes, please go to our website that I keep forgetting we actually have still running. Accounts of homelandsecurity.com. Get your tickets there while they're hot. And we can hopefully sell out this little crazy show we got, and you can all bask in the nostalgia of 3 years ago in America.
Absolutely. So, Tim, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show, and I'll see you soon.
Heck yeah. All right, man. Good luck out there on April 4th, guys.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 67 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.